Looking for a new 1500 Silverado? Shop Beatty Chevrolet and get 2.9% APR for 72 months on a new 1500 Silverado. Or if you want a new vehicle and a Chevy Equinox LT fits your lifestyle, check out Beatty Chevrolet's lease option on a 24 Equinox for only $325 a month. And as always, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life. Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive. Online at BeattyChevrolet.com. Beatty Chevrolet, locally owned and operated for over 90 years.
We say hello to a VFL, former Tennessee and NFL offensive lineman, Ramon Foster, and former teammate of Jason Swain. Ramon, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us. How are you?
Man, I'm good, but I'm not as good as y'all, man. Doing shows at a Land Rover dealership? Jeez.
Hey, soon we're going to be in a car doing it, man. We're going to be in a front seat doing the car, doing the show, man. Hey Ramon, how many times that when you played for the Steelers did – you or the players just didn't play your best, but the coaches didn't throw you under the bus and kind of took the blame while all the fans were like, what's wrong with the coaches, man? The scheme wasn't great. But maybe the scheme was good, but you just didn't execute.
You know what? Some of the time it falls on the players. And honestly, this is the other side too. The coaches are paid to take that heat too.
Yeah.
You know, like you assume responsibility when it comes down to it. It's either sometimes the coach's fault for not coaching up the player good enough, or really, let's just say the player sometimes just not receiving what the coach is giving them. That worked both ways.
It really does. I mean, I look at how the defense played against Pittsburgh, Ramon. Like, they were awesome. They were the reason why we won. But like, no one was saying, "Oh man, this offense, what's going on with Heupel? Man, is Heupel lost it?" Like, no one did that. But the defense had a little bit of a rough time with an awesome player in Anthony Richardson for that one game. Matter of fact, we won the game. And now, you know, there's questions about Tim Banks. Like, no, man, Tim Banks was good last year. He's good this year. It's just one game. And let him continue to get more players, more speed in here, and people will see the defense continue to improve. That's why I asked you that.
Yeah, for sure. And this was the thing. So I think if you were looking at the game this past weekend, players were getting beat or in wrong zones. Like, and I'll be honest with you, it was a couple of times that Anthony Richardson missed a couple of passes where guys were in bad positioning. That is on the players on the field. Like, you coach up players to be ready for the game. And if you just simply get out athlete by somebody, or you look in the backfield when it comes down to the secondary and you get beat on the play, that's bad. I don't think we can say, well, it was Tim Banks as far as the tackling on the back end of that first touchdown for Florida.
No.
That was just simply bad tackling by the players. Not once, but two times. I almost feel like it was three times they could have gotten them down on that first touchdown. That right there is it. That's player to player, man. And you got to kind of check yourself. And this is the other thing. So I was around at halftime. I was around Al Wilson. And they were having a conversation about, you know, Anthony Richardson breaking contain or a guy, you know, making one or two plays that they shouldn't have. And you know what he said? He said, man, I'm going to those players and telling them, you better get your you-know-what together. Like, that ain't on them. That's on us. That's the mentality. That is the mindset when it comes down to guys, you know, not making their plays, Swain. It's just like an offensive lineman. You can be to the inside. Well, you can chalk that up and say, hey, man, he's due a play. If it happens again, no, that's on you, the player. A lot of the times, it's quick to go at the coaches. I was talking to Ron this morning on our show, Ron Slay, this morning about Tim Banks. And it's funny, his name keeps coming up because you say, well, we had him by 17 points. Well, some of the times, you're just supposed to play your coverage and get out of the stadium. Swain, you know this also. That's okay. Tim Banks, to me, has done a really good job considering what this offense is and what it ain't sometimes. Mm. It can really put a defense in a really bad position. And I'll say this, I'm really looking forward to watching what they're able to do as far as recruiting, simply because you got to go get those types of players that understand what they're getting themselves into. Yes, you got to be able to go get those trench monsters that really can't control the line of scrimmage, but you also got to look and see what type of trench monsters you're getting. Maybe you go get the 290-pound defensive lineman that wrecks havoc. Like, watching what some of the guys on this defense are doing that are probably a little bit undersized, you say to yourself, well, this fits what they do well. They got to be well-conditioned. They got to be gap sound. They have to understand, look, we might get 45 seconds Literally. Well, I say in football time, you might get 2 minutes of rest, and then you're right back at it. And guess what? It's no excuse for it because you signed up for this gig also.
You mentioned offensive linemen a little bit, and you mentioned trench monsters. What about that boy Javonte Spragues, Ramon? I know you saw him out there.
Yeah. And you know what, Swain? He was due one. You know what? Let's just be real about that, too. He was due one or two. He had a couple instances in Pitt and against Akron. Like, come on, Sprague. But you know what, Swain? I guarantee you he had a comment of Jesus with his teammates and with himself to say, hey, dog, you're no longer a young guy. You got to go out here and ball and put these boys on their faces. I like the attitude that these young guys are starting to play with. I guess they're not all young guys now, but this group that's coming together, like, this is a new OL. Like, watching them kind of grow together, watching them kind of have a sense of pride. This is a portion of the season in which that nastiness deserves to come out a little bit. You watching them, you know, take ownership of a couple plays. We can't say as quick as this offense is that Hendon doesn't have time, and also they're not making holes for the running back. They're answering the call, and they're doing it at the right time in the season.
We're talking to Ramon Foster, former Tennessee and NFL offensive lineman, VFL. And, Ramon, I know you've been back a few times. That includes this past weekend. So seeing it up close and personal, how would you describe the state of Tennessee's program, where it is now a year and a half, approaching 2 years into it with Josh Heupel as the head coach?
Man, I am I'm excited for what's in store. And this, to me, I think is – it seems to be more sustainable, and I'll tell you why in my opinion. It's because this coaching staff is making everything that they're doing about the guys that are on the field. I feel like coaches in the past have kind of become – have wanted to become stars themselves. I feel like they've kind of made it a me type of situation. I feel like now when you ask those guys what's the most important thing through that team, they say themselves, and then they say the family in which they've created, you know, together. And it was spearheaded by Heupel. A lot of people laugh. Oh, they're playing dodgeball. Oh, it's a bunch of kumbaya. Well, guess what you got to do? You got to gain those guys' trust. Those coaches came in trying to do that. And I think that's why this model in which they have right now is sustainable. And it looks, I hate to use that word fun because football is a very violent, violent sport, but it's inviting. Look at what the recruits are saying. And it's not just, you know, well, the coaches are telling me this. No, they're saying the players are telling them that. Swain, one of the biggest recruiting tools you can have on your team, and you guys have been around football a long enough time, is the guys that are in that locker room. The one thing those dudes would do, especially the ones not playing or not in the position that they think they should be in, they're going to let you know, hey, man, this ain't the place for you to be at. And we're not seeing that come out amongst those guys that have been recruited by the University of Tennessee.
I agree. Bayless Jones was on social media recruiting on behalf of Tennessee when he was done playing at Tennessee. Alante was back in the spring, maybe, Swain,
yep.
And he was visiting with some DBs who were on a recruiting trip.
Yep.
I mean, that spoke volumes, I thought.
Ramon, what was the play for you? Everyone has their own opinion of, like, that turning point. And you played this game long enough. Your coach always tells you, you play each game as if – each play as if – it's your last, because you just never know what play is going to swing the game in your favor. For you, Ramon, what was that play for Tennessee that really just turned everything around for Tennessee on Saturday?
I think the Jabari Small run. You know, like, that to me, that run was violent. That run was intentional. They were stacking the line of scrimmage, and they still were able to break through. That was one of my biggest questions. Well, I hear about how they're passing and their fast pace. Yes, that's beautiful. That's to be expected. But watching Jabari run that ball, I think, what was it, 40 yards? I don't know how long it was. It seemed like it was 100 because it was against that Florida defense, man. But looking at him break that line of scrimmage was huge. And I said another one was probably Hendon Hooker on the almost sack long third down run that he ended up getting down the field to. It showed a bunch of will. It showed a bunch of guys being on the same page and not caring who got the credit. On that same play with Hendon down the sideline when he broke that big run, you see Rube McCoy, a guy that's blocking down the field to make sure that his quarterback gets those extra yards, man. It's a bunch of selfless stuff that's going on that if you're a fan of football, you like watching.
Hey, Ramon, let me ask you, a little bit earlier when Tennessee was backed up before that long drive to close out the half. Jabari had kind of been tossed down right after the whistle. Jerome Carvin shoves a player. They go back and forth.
Yeah.
You're there on the interior of the offensive line. What's Jerome Carvin's role? What's the offensive lineman's role when they see one of their teammates get tossed to the ground like that?
Man, let me just say this. University of Tennessee is good when they got a savage from West Tennessee from the offensive line playing for them, okay? I just got to throw that out there because I'm a West Tennessee kid myself, okay? And watching him operate the way he does, I saw it up close and personal when we went to Pittsburgh. He is the one that's bringing that group together. He is the one that's telling them what our goals are. And he is a guy that you know that plays with that passion, like myself, like Trey, okay? That in recent history, that you say to yourself, man, you got to play with that type of fire. That in itself, even if he has his limitations when it comes to athletically, you know, on the field, guess what? That attitude is going to take him a very long way, man. And I'll say this, that's what he's supposed to do, but not everybody is going to sign up for that job. He's the guy that's signing up for that, and I love watching him be that guy, man.
Sounds like Ramon's representing for West Tennessee. It sounds like
I just had to throw a shout out like that. When we can go into that Memphis area and get those recruits, that's when you know you're in a good space.
Ramon,
and Chad Clifton's another guy's a West Tennessee guy.
I was going to say Tennessee, period, because I think about Scott Wells and how savage of a player he was on the offensive line. So I'm going to let you get your shine with West Tennessee. I think it's Tennessee altogether, man.
It is, because you know how most offensive linemen are. Anyway, very prideful group, man. And there is some really good talent in this group. I hate that Sam Pittman has come into Henry County and taken the kid to Arkansas. They got him committed right now. But the guys that go to the University of Tennessee from this state that play OL, there is a sense of pride in it because of you know what it means to the state. We think a little bit more than other positions. I'm sorry, Swain, but that's just how it is. I took it personally, though, whenever I walked out on that field, and I'm from this state, and I had to represent this state on the field, too, because I knew I had people from West Tennessee to East Tennessee watching us play, and I needed to really fight that stigma of, oh, there's no real talent in Tennessee. Yes, the heck it is, man, and I'm glad those guys getting that opportunity to show it.
I was talking to Arian Foster, and hopefully he won't mind me sharing this, but he said the trip back for him was like soul food. We got a chance to spend time together Friday night. And there's a lot of guys that it's been a while that they've been back on Rocky Top. It was soul food for Arian Foster. You know, how do you feel about, you know, Arian's comments there as you saw so many players back on campus?
Man, we had a whole lot of conversations about that. A good bit of our class of 2004 came back, and some of them for the first time. Arian was one of those guys, and y'all see how his stuff has been documented. And we kept telling them in the group chat, myself, Rob, DeMonte was one of those guys. Chris Brown was telling Arian, I don't think you understand what you did at this university. People want to see you. You got to be more visible. And after he saw that, we all went to dinner Friday night at Ruth Chris, and we sat around for a while, way longer than we should have, and he admitted some stuff. He was like, man, I didn't know what I didn't know about this school and what my importance was. He admitted, look, like I had a bad perception of the way I left. And he left, of course, differently than most did and had a whole bunch of anger about it. When you go undrafted and you play as well as guys did, I felt that way for a little bit too. I had that chip on my shoulder because of some things too. But when you go back and you receive that love and you see people that's telling you, man, we enjoyed you here despite what the past was, He had a real aha moment, man. I ended up introducing him to AD Danny White. And then Coach, of course, he knew who he was. And I think they ended up exchanging numbers. And it's good for the University of Tennessee to have guys like himself, who was an all-pro, Pro Bowl type of guy, one of those visible type of NFL representations that can, you know, be an ambassador to the University of Tennessee. And we've still been talking about it in our group chat since. Swain, you saw us be together, man, and It was good for him to actually kind of witness that himself.
Yeah. I was lucky to be there, man. I'm class of 03, but got the special invite, and I'm glad that I was there, man. It was special, man. You guys are special. It was good to be around.
Appreciate
you guys.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, it was a good time, like legitimately was, man. It was good seeing you. Ron was there also. Who else was in that building from us? Antoine Stewart came around.
Yeah.
It was real good vibes.
great vibes.
Yep. Did you have to hold Ron Slay back at any point this past weekend? I know he's ready to go. I saw him on the Jumbotron. I know he's ready.
No, he was good, man. Was interesting. I told him this morning, I was like, man, you basketball players always seem to make yourselves down to the football field when none of y'all actually play football. Ooh. He said, hold on, man, be cool. He said, Al Wilson gave me the green light years ago. I was like, okay, well, you good.
Of course, I'm
going back and forth with him. But that's what you want, Swain. You know this also, man. When we're good and everything is well in the University of Tennessee, every sport blends together. Football to basketball, okay, to baseball, to friggin' supporting the Lady Vols. Like, it all meshes. And I feel like that's kind of where we're headed to right now. And just watching each other, like, sell out for one another in other sports, man, is really, really, really sweet.
Sure.
Yep. Ramon, great stuff here. Glad you were able to be in town and be a part of everything this past weekend. Some big games still coming up at Neyland Stadium this season. So I hope you're able to get back. But thanks so much for the time today. This was great.
No doubt.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.